Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. We are south on Main, and we are going into the kitchen. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Last week, Chef Matthew Bell at South on Main, we had such a good time. He's very bright. He's very creative. He's a Southern cook from Montana. Who knows? But we talked about how South on Main really came to be and the work that went into that. And this week, we're going to go into the kitchen at South on Main and look at some really crazy things like smoked vinegar and boiled cabbage, like I've never seen it before. So here we go to South on Main.
Soma community down here is really in the South of Main community, called the Soma community down here on South of Main, just south of the interstate. Has the real drive down here has been to revitalize the neighborhood and look at the culture and you know, so you've got the Root and Boulevard and the Green Corner store and a billiard place that has a great hamburger, and you know, and it's all kind of wrapped up here all, and now South on Main, which is one of the finer restaurants in town, but right here, you know, amongst all of that.
Well, you bring up a good point. You know, we've been able to come into this neighborhood as it's had some momentum. You know, people like Jack down at the Root, he really moved in here with the faith that momentum that was kind of promised by the neighborhood associations and the city would continue. And, you know, people like him and Boulevard and Green Corner Store and Loblolly down there, they've paved the way for us to be a part of this. And we really love those local businesses, and we really try and, you know, be involved with them as much as possible and you know, make sure that people that come here know about those places also. If you know, I really firmly believe that if you're not going to choose me, I really want you to choose local. And I think in the coming months, you'll see some events we're going to do here with some local chefs and some other things that will really, really give people an idea of how important that is to us and how important it is to us that all of Little Rock gets the benefit of these neighborhoods. You know, my wife and I moved here in 2006. She's from North Little Rock originally, and we moved into Argenta. And in 2006, it was still not even half of what it is now. And so we've got to live in a neighborhood that's had that forward momentum and trajectory and a bunch of interested neighbors that really direct what's going to happen there. And then we get to open a business in such a similar neighborhood. And then we've got the creative corridor happening all down Main Street, which I think will really, really bridge that Argenta, South Main, and downtown together so that you can bring people from out of town and, you know, you take them to the Clinton Library, and then they see Argenta, and then they go through downtown and see all the great restaurants popping up down there, like Bruno's, and then you're going to bring them over to Soma and see the Governor's Mansion and Central High, and you know, it's going to be a strip of Little Rock that people can understand what the city's about and really feel the energy and the passion from people that are down here.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but that is kind of the nice straight shot between here in Argenta, South on Main, all the way back to North Little Rock, actually.
Yeah, and I think that it will help all those neighborhoods and really promote Little Rock. When you look at something like that in a city that is very connected and has a common goal between these different neighborhoods, it's an easy place to show off when people come into town. And, you know, I think that people like Anita Davis, who started Bernice Garden and Essie Peirce Museum, you know, she had an eye on that vision before it even got physically started. Yeah. You know, she really I think, understood that keenly and has pushed to propel that. And you know, through her own money, has really gone out of her way to make that happen.
Yeah.
And we're just lucky to be in this neighborhood. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is fantastic. And I love these old buildings. Now, the other thing that you had the luxury of, you know, starting on Thanksgiving 2011 until you all opened this year, you had this luxury of really picking an amazing team. And so tell me a little bit about the team that you've got.
Well, I do have an amazing team, and that's so important to what we do here. And, you know, a lot of these people I've worked with for years from the Capitol Hotel. We have Philip Schaff as our sous chef. Philip and I worked at the hotel for over a year together. He came down from Fayetteville from a great place up there called Bordino's. And when he left the hotel, you know, I'd always hoped I'd get to work with him again. And it's been amazing to be able to bring him into this. And, you know, the vision is shared, and he's got that passion, and he understands, you know, me personally and professionally. And that really makes a huge difference. We also have Matthew Lohman, who's making quite a name for himself, making his Butterfinger bar here. And his hot donuts in the bag at night.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he's very special too. He was our baker at the Capitol Hotel for years, and he's just turned 25 3 days ago. So he's got a long career ahead of him, and he's just so passionate and talented about the things he does, and he performs many duties here along with all of our pastry production. He cooks on the line for us at night.
Wow.
As well, and he's just a workhorse. And then of course we have Dave Burnett behind the bar as our bar manager, and Dave is you know, highly lauded from the Capitol Hotel also. And he's been you know, he and I got hired about a month apart at the Capitol Hotel and did our orientation together and have always had a really great relationship. And again, being able to bring somebody that is passionate and really a student of what they do makes it easier for us. You know, he just got back from Portland Cocktail Week, which was a week-long symposium from not only cocktail making but business and really also networking throughout the country. And he's working hard to get a bartenders guild started here in Central Arkansas. It'll be our first in Arkansas, and if anybody's interested, they can contact Dave here at the restaurant. But he's just immensely talented.
I was going to say, some of the, you know, I've never had a cocktail that David made that I can't forget them. You cannot forget them. They're so, I'm not a big drinker, but I can remember the cocktails because I usually drink beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
When I see David, I always have him make me a drink because it's so remarkable. And it's not your, you know, Cosmopolitan and Lemon Drop. I mean, they're out of this world crazy good.
Yeah, Dave is, like I said, he's really a student, and he thinks that those classic cocktails that really started everything during the times of Prohibition are really what we should celebrate, and it just lines up so well with what we want to do. And then he takes those and spins on them, and then, of course, he hand-carves all his own ice balls for the cocktails at night. He molds square ice cubes. I mean, he's just really, you know, he makes his own syrups and is constantly working on really how much can he do himself without us having to. It is. He has won the eggnog competition, I think, 1 or 2 years in a row, and he's getting ready to start making the eggnog here, and hopefully we'll get to put South on Main on it, but that's truly David's eggnog, and he's getting ready to do the eggnog competition again, and he's as much of a chef as anyone here that works in the kitchen.
Just behind the bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
His command of ingredients and his understanding of balance of bittersweet, salty, savory really makes his cocktails just special and beyond anything that I'd ever been a part of before I worked with Dave.
Yeah, he's incredible. Well, do you want to go in the back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's look around. You know, I've not been in here since it's been this, but I've not been in the kitchen since you all redid it from Juanita's. Because this is, South on Main is in the old Juanita building, which was then empty for a long time. And so it's been quite transformed.
Yeah. Well, right now we're just kind of breaking down lunch and getting ready for the dinner chefs to come in. We've also been lucky to pick up guys like David Bennett, who a lot of you
he's
know
awesome.
In this town already. Yeah, he's pretty all right.
He's pretty awesome.
We're pretty lucky. But we're just, kind of in transition right now from lunch to dinner. And
I see you're getting ready for wedge salads over there.
That's actually our cabbage for our pork chop. And what Matt's doing right now is he's getting ready to sous vide the cabbage. So he will, he cuts it into wedges, puts it in a vacuum seal bag with a little bit of butter, a little salt and pepper, and some celery seeds. And then he'll vacuum seal it, and we'll cook it in a water bath, which you see right behind you there.
Cool.
And we cook those at 83 degrees Celsius.
That's what that is right there.
Yeah, that's an immersion circulator, and in there is basically just a temperature-controlled water bath. So we will drop all the cabbage in there, and it essentially, not only does it kind of intensify the flavor because it's cooking in its own bag with its own seasonings and flavors, that it also par cooks it, so it's crisp, tender, and then we put it on the grill before we pick up the pork chop, and that comes with,
I am seeing him doing this vacuum thing.
Yeah,
that is so cool. Oh my gosh. I love vacuum pack stuff.
Our super duper machine.
I love that. It's like one of those big ones you used to see on the, you know, those flat ones they used to sell in the stores, but that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Vacmaster.
It's got quite a name, the Vacmaster.
I love that. So this is your end product, and you're going to put that in the water bath.
Yeah, that'll go in the water bath, and it cooks about an hour, Matthew?
Hour and 20 minutes.
You're wedging. So, you know, that's the cool thing. I could never do this at home, see? Because you've got six wedges in there with butter and seasoning, and that's going to cook, and then you're going to char grill it.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And that goes with our pork chop with a fried egg, and we're actually going to start rolling out our new menu this week and get ready for, you know, the warmer vegetables, the warm spices, cinnamon.
Squashes and
squashes, sweet potatoes, move from this great yellow cabbage we get to probably some braised purple cabbage, and you know, just change those things up seasonally to kind of give people an understanding of what's growing in Arkansas during the season. And I think subconsciously people always crave those flavors. They just, you know, with everything available year round, we tend to move away from that, and we really want to stay with that and offer those changes to people, you know, seamlessly on our menu.
I'm just going to say this because this is what I notice in your kitchen. You don't notice this, and I've been in a lot of kitchens. But so I notice all of your spices are in a jar that you all have. I mean, they're all spices that you all have put in. They're not in a Sysco bag. They're not in a, you know. And same thing here with all your ingredients. Everything is already, it's something you put in a plastic container to put in a prep station. And none of this, I mean, this all looks like your mom's kitchen.
Yeah, well, we want people to be able to come in here and look around. So it's important to have those little touches. But, you know, a lot of these things that we get from local farmers, they don't come in a container. So we have to, we have to put it in a container and, you know, find a way to store it all. But we really, as much as possible, we try and take everything from the base product to the finished product ourselves.
And you're butchering your own meat?
Yeah, we do, and we just got a new smoker we're really excited about. So we smoke all our own tasso, and we're about to start smoking all our own ham hocks. And, you know, we smoke our drum when we do smoke drum for basically like a smoke drum dip, you know, kind of a take on a sour cream and onion dip. Yes. That's been the most popular question on our menu. What is drum?
Yeah.
And
well,
does
that.
It come from the Arkansas River? And no,
no,
it doesn't.
Does
yeah.
So, you know, this, you had, you, did you expand at all from Juanita's, or is this
no,
pretty much the same layout?
It is the same layout. We basically got the shell. We closed in a few doors that went to the old dining room. Behind our ice machine was the door to the old dining room.
And there was one here, I think.
There was kind of a,
opening.
Yeah.
Like a window.
Yeah, a window that they, I think they put chips and salsa up in or something.
Exactly,
I'm not quite sure, but Yeah, we closed it in for what we needed, and we're kind of we've outgrown what we've had, so we're in the process of adding just a small prep area in the back hallway.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very busy, and that's a great thing. And you know, Ashley's was the biggest kitchen I'll probably ever get to work
huge.
In my life, and so the adjustment from that to here has been interesting, and figuring out how to get, you know, four chefs in here at lunch and four chefs in here at dinner is also a bit of a challenge. But luckily, everybody likes each other, so that makes it a little easier.
So you've got, it looks like you've got
roasted tomatoes. Yeah, that's how we start our tomato soup is we roast tomatoes really hard. You can almost see some of these we might lose, but these ones that are just slightly charred.
Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah. So it just intensifies the flavor, and then that's our base for our tomato soup. So we puree that with a little vegetable stock, and then we keep it vegan until we heat it up for service in case somebody does want it vegan. And then we finish it with a little bit of cream, and then it gets a tarragon creme fraiche, and that goes with our grilled cheese, which is...
Actually, that's what I had last time I was here. Now, I also noticed you make a lot of cornbread.
We do make a lot of cornbread. Have it on some.
Good, by the way.
Yeah, well, we just won the cornbread festival recently
it. I had your dish, which was out of this world with the pork.
Yeah, the pork and the smoked vinegar and pickle butter.
Awesome.
It's another thing we really like to make. You should. I don't know if you got
the
smell.
Is it smoked vinegar?
Yeah, and we smoked that ourselves as well.
Holy cow! You know what this smells like? It smells like clear barbecue sauce.
A little bit. My
it's
wife thinks
fabulous.
It smells like the water you cook hot dogs in.
Oh, it smells better than that.
I agree.
Now, how do you smoke vinegar? I mean, obviously, you put it in the smoker.
Yeah. Actually, that's something Matt Lohman picked up when he was in Nashville at the Hermitage Hotel. And it's just distilled white vinegar or champagne vinegar or white wine vinegar. And you put it in the biggest, widest pot you can so it has a lot of surface area. And we smoke it about 12 hours. And it really it takes a really simple vinegar, like distilled, and really mellows it out and kind of adds something to it. And we use that to finish our drum dish, and then we put it on cornbread or hush puppies, and really we end up snacking on it a lot more than anybody.
Pickled mustard seed with it, too.
Pickled mustard seeds with it, too.
Now, what are you going to do with pickled mustard seed?
We use it for a garnish on quail, and, I mean... tried to put it on everything. It's so good, but you know.
We had it in the bologna sandwich.
Oh, it was awesome.
We dressed the lettuce for the bologna sandwich with a little of the pickled mustard seeds as well, and also a little pickle juice, which is kind of
nothing wrong with pickle juice.
Yeah,
we use
a lot of it. We actually use pickle juice to create some of our pan sauces rather than using wine or chicken stock. We'll deglaze the pan with a little pickle juice and then mount butter to create the sauce.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really great.
So
I gotta give Cassidy Dabney credit for that one.
She was my
sous chef at the hotel when I got hired. And
so tell me what else is new on the menu coming up.
Well, Philip has pretty much redone the entire lunch menu. He just rolled out our new drum dish.
Who we just heard from with the smoked vinegar and the mustard seeds, but that was Philip.
Yeah, Philip just put out our first new lunch dish today, which is a seared drum, and it comes with a butternut squash puree that's got... Was there warm spices in that, Chef? A little Aleppo, which is a pepper from Turkey.
Oh.
And then we have some winter greens, which is a kind of a braising winter greens mix we're getting from Armstead Farms right now, Chef. It's got a little tatsoi and frisée and what else is in there? A little baby kale.
Red kale.
Chard. Yeah, so it's...
some greens. In
yeah.
There. Yeah.
And they're kind of tender baby greens, so we don't have to long cook them. So we just kind of... saute them on the pickup, and it goes really great with the butternut squash puree, and then the roast drum.
Yum.
Yeah.
Now, so are you looking at fishes? I mean, other than catfish, which everybody thinks is this going to assume, are you looking? I mean, are you is looking at sourcing fish for you? Is that important to be
local as well? I mean,
it is. We want to keep everything from the Gulf or from the, you know, the southern Atlantic coast, really from North Carolina down. Mm-hmm. When the snapper runs, you'll probably see some snapper on menu. We really like drum. It's a cousin of the redfish, and it's not as overfished and a little more responsibly managed than redfish ever was. So we use that. It's got a really similar flavor and texture, and it's just it's a fantastic fish. I think
it holds up.
It's you know, it's been a little interesting because drum is in the river in Arkansas. It's a little different fish, you know.
Sure.
So at first people are a little, they question it. That's the biggest question
we get.
Yeah,
it's like if you had carp on the menu or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which, that might be fun to try, carp.
Well, now, once again, there's different carps.
There are.
You know, so.
Well, and Lassus Inn down the road serves buffalo ribs, which I'm from Montana originally, so I assumed that was bison ribs. And I had to get a lesson from one of my prep cooks years ago about what buffalo was.
They serve buffalo at Georgetown Fish Place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what you're used to, actually.
Somebody
said to me one time, how can you eat all this catfish in Arkansas? That's the nastiest fish. I said, you haven't had good catfish.
Well, and other than with our catfish poor boy, we saute our catfish, which gives it even a really cleaner flavor and really nice flaky texture. I convinced Lee Richardson one time that it was cod, and
I'm sure he appreciate you telling that.
Yeah, he said, gosh, this cod is good, and I told him it was catfish, and he really liked it. But he, you know, he really kind of taught us, you know, how to use these local products and how to treat them with a higher level than just, you know, drop them in a deep fryer and hope for the best.
Exactly. Well, I think you guys are doing a great job. So coming up on the menu is some more drums, some more...
We'll keep kind of the proteins the same and change what we call the set that they're on. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about doing kind of a low country, a take on a low country boil. So we'll make a tomato conserva, which is kind of like roasted tomatoes, a lot of fennel, celery, and garlic. Turn that into a bit of a tomato broth. We're going to pair that with mussels, a little bit of the drum, some of our gigantic Gulf shrimp we get from a guy named Danny. Danny's Huge Shrimp is his company. It's got a lot of U's in the middle. That's why you got to pronounce it that way. And then I think we'll garnish that with a fried soft shell crab, which will be really fun. And then our pork chop, we're looking at doing a braised purple cabbage, which is kind of like a chartreuse is what it's traditionally called. But we're going to do braised purple cabbage with bacon and then probably some just roasted red potatoes or something nice like that.
Nice.
I have it all written down. My wife's been very eager to see what I wrote down. I gave it to her last night. And,
she doesn't cook?
She does. She's a fantastic cook, actually.
Okay.
She just chooses not to.
Well, hey, it all smells and looks fantastic.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Now, I do want to talk to David. So we're going to talk to David?
Yes.
About cocktails?
He should be here. He didn't think he could get in early. But
that's okay.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about South on Main and Chef Matthew Bell by going to their website, southonmain.com. Or you can go to my website, arkansascooks.com, and I'll have information there as well. Now, if you're interested in writing me and sending me a quick email, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. And Arkansas Cooks is also on Facebook. I love to hear from folks. The information I get is always fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Matthew Bell at South on Main. And next week, we're going to talk to the brilliant and talented David Burnett, who is also at South on Main. I have never seen a bartender like him, a real wizard in the bar. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short for bad food, so only eat great food. Eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better. Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. South on Main has all the spirits that will move you, I promise. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. I have never been a big drinker. You know, I like wine, I like beer with a meal, whatever, but I rarely get a cocktail unless it's some kind of fluffy, girly drink like a margarita or a, you know, a fluffy drink. Now, I had a cocktail one time that was about something to do with some pea tendrils, and it knocked me off my seat. It tasted like I had springtime in a cocktail glass. It was fabulous. Holy cow, it was good. Now, the person who made that drink was David Burnett, and he is now at South on Main, and he is a superstar in the world of cocktails. So here we go to South on Main to see my friend David Burnett. We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about South on Main by going to their website, southonmain.com, or you can go to my website, arkansascooks.com. We'll have information for you. And if you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from you folks. The stuff I get is always so great. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank David Burnett and Matthew Bell. What great guys down on South on Main. Had a ball. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food. So only eat great food and eat it with great people. People that you love. It'll taste so much better.